It has been a mild leap day across New York and western New England. Of course, we are coming off a very mild day yesterday. Albany hit 57 degrees yesterday afternoon, and then temperatures really didn't fall very far through the night, running mainly in the upper 40s to near 50 degrees, and it has been a warm Monday across the area. We did have a cold front come through earlier today. The front came through during this morning and early this afternoon with a round of showers. And we're actually looking at the cooler air lagging a little bit behind the front. But as we look to our west, through western New York, back over the Great Lakes, the chill is on the move. And there's actually going to be a secondary cold front that comes through tonight, helping to push that colder air into our area. Now, as the front comes in, there's the chance for a couple of rain or snow showers, maybe even a heavier snow squall in a couple of spots, especially north and west of Albany. And that's going to be followed by a rush of cold and a fairly healthy breeze as well, so that's going to make it feel quite chilly, especially by morning. Low temperatures tonight will range anywhere from the teens across the north to the mid-20s in the capital region to near freezing south, though the wind chills will make it feel colder. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. It won't be that windy. It'll be breezier tonight than tomorrow, and it will be not as warm as today, with temperatures tomorrow fairly close to seasonable levels, 20s to near 30 across the north, in the middle to upper 30s for the capital region, and in the lower to possibly mid-40s across the south. Then we will focus our attention to our next storm threat. As a storm develops over the Mississippi River Valley tomorrow, it will charge through the Ohio River Valley and then move basically right through our area tomorrow night into Wednesday. There is likely going to be enough cold air for at least a wintry mix across much of our area tomorrow night into Wednesday morning. Many areas will warm enough to go over to some rain later Wednesday morning, especially from the capital region on south and east. Wintry weather may linger longer for areas to the north and west of the capital region. And then we'll see the storm exit around midday Wednesday, so it turns drier for Wednesday afternoon, and much, much colder air will follow as we head through the end of the work week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of rain or snow showers, breezy turning colder, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun, cooler, highs in the mid-20s to mid-30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of rain or snow showers, breezy and cooler, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun, cooler, with highs in the mid-20s to mid-30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun, not as mild, high 36 to 44. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a rain or snow shower, breezy and cooler, low 20 to 25. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun, and not as mild, high 35 to 40. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a wintry mix likely, drying out later in the day, with highs in the 30s and 40s, and on Thursday, partly to mostly sunny and colder, with highs in the 20s to lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.